This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, 12 o'clock, Jack Fritz joins us. He's got some predictions out. We'll get Jack's predictions on the Philly season, what he's looking for. Opening day today, Zach Wheeler on the mound at 12:30. Ashley Sullivan's going to join us with whatever that she knows, what the heck happened with the Flyers last couple days.
It's called that tea.
Yeah, because this went from bad to worse with the Flyers. Tortorella, we played that audio yesterday where he's basically begging to get fired, and then what do you know? He was fired by the Flyers. Jarren Tortorella out as Flyers coach. Devin Caney will join us 1 o'clock hour. She is live at Nationals Park in D.C. covering the Phils here as we get set for the season and opening day. All right, Hugh, you ready for the roster? It's been finalized.
Yes.
Phillies opening day roster. Here we go. Not many, I wouldn't say many surprises, but they did make a move today to officially move off of one player that was with the team in spring training. All right, we got two catchers on the team, JT Realmuto, Rafael Marchand. The infielders, Alec Bohm, Cody Clemens, who makes the team with another good spring training, Bryce Harper, Edmundo Sosa, Bryson Stott, Trey Turner. The four outfielders on the roster, Castellanos, Kepler, Marsh, and your guy, Rojas, the designated hitter, Kyle Schwarber. 13 pitchers make the opening day roster. Jose Alvarado, Tanner Banks, Jesus Luzardo, Christopher Sanchez, Matt Strom. Those are your lefties, your righties. Carlos Hernandez, who they just got a couple days ago from the Royals. Orion Kerkering, Aaron Nola, Jordan Romano, Joe Ross, Jose Ruiz, Taiwan Walker, and Zach Wheeler. Hugh, as I look at the roster, I got to tell you, there is, for all the things that I'm most confident in, like I'm most confident in Harper, right? And obviously the starting rotation with Wheeler and Nola and Sanchez. I love that top three. I got to tell you, the bullpen is the part of the team I have the most, like...
trepidation?
Yeah, I feel like they're because thinner. They're thinner than they were last year.
And it's you don't really have a designated bullpen guy. Like, I mean, well, you have that. You know what I mean. You don't have
the closer.
Yeah,
right. Well, they signed Romano, who's been a good closer for the Blue Jays, but he was hurt last year, didn't pitch much. Kyle, where are you in the bullpen? Because I thought last year they had a lot, and then unfortunately it fell apart in the playoffs. But I thought during the season it was one of their strengths with Strom and a Hoffman, and they traded for Estevez. It just feels thinner to me this year.
Yeah, it's tough to get a read on what the bullpen's going to be. That's probably, I guess, my biggest like question mark going into the season. We talk about the lineup, but I think we kind of know more of what they are.
Yep.
But it's the bullpen that I think can really swing this team. You heard my prediction earlier about Alvarado leading the league in saves.
Well, that would make me feel good.
That'd be huge. And then I also like Orion Kerkering to take a step forward this year. So, you know, if they get something out of one of the Jordan Romanos or the other guys, then I think they're going to be in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, I know Jack is high at Romano, so we'll talk to him coming up at 12 o'clock. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines. Your bold predictions. Best one we hear today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat card 94 only at Sunoco. And by the way, if you didn't know by now, WIP, as Hugh Douglas is getting comfortable over there, is live on YouTube. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP. Be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show. Are you starting to feel a little more comfortable?
No, I'm saying I got the wrong colors on. You know, yeah. all this dark, with all this dark background, and still just teeth and gray hair.
Is this going to be like a new hue, new wardrobe?
I got to start. I got to wear like bright colors. I got to wear colors to, you know, bring out my pretty brown skin. Mm. You know, I got to do some things to change it up a little bit.
So this is
no more pajamas.
Well. That's what I was thinking about.
How long does this last?
He's only considering.
This is going to be like the first few weeks of school where you have your best outfits. By 2 weeks in, he's back to PJs.
How long can I keep this up? Like, how long can I actually wear, like, clothes on a daily basis? I think I can do a good job.
Over, under, week and a half until we're back to pajamas.
Under. Over? I'm going to go over.
All right, we'll see. We shall see. All right, get on the record. How many games did the Phillies win? How far do they go? We have 92 for Hugh, 90 for Kyle, 89 for me. Hugh hasn't won in the whole thing. Josh in Wilmington is up on WIP. Josh!
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you? What's up, Josh?
Hey, Josh. What's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot. So I love it, opening day. I mean, I'm stoked. I've been listening to the show. As always, just, I mean, here we go, right? Another journey. Right out the gate, I'm all in. 94 wins. Let's, you know, I wanted to be like the captain homer and just go, you know, undefeated. However, you can't do that. It is. It's a ton. So's 50 stolen bases.
That's a shot. That's a shot.
I think that's
bold. Technically, I said, Josh, I was pressured into saying 50.
Well, you
I
said 30. 30 is not really bold.
Well, I thought it was bold because he didn't steal 30 last year.
I have them trading two guys in the middle of the order in the middle of the season. He said that wasn't bold.
I don't think that was
bold. How is that not? Kyle, put a poll up. What's more bold? 30 stolen bases for Trey Turner.
Why we always got to be so competitive?
Well, I'm just wondering what people think. What's more bold? 30 stolen bases for Trey, or they trade Cassianos and Bohm in the middle of the season? You're going to get crushed on this poll.
That's why you do it.
I don't even know if I can do Hugh that dirty.
Joe just want to win. He just want to win.
Yeah.
If you do the poll, put 40 up there. Just, you know.
No, but that's not what you said.
I know.
You said 30. All right, go ahead, Josh.
All right, so listen, and Hugh, stand on the hill then, brother. 30, stand by. Don't get bullied around by Joe Gilio.
They can bully me.
It's baseball season.
You know what this is? This is an overcorrection to the 22 sacks by Brusoff. This is an overcorrection.
They can bully me on that one.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Josh. So you got 94 wins. I like that.
94. Yeah. 94. Now, here's my bold prediction, right? My bold prediction is we are definitely trading one, if not two pieces. So I'm getting into the same boat as you, Gilio, right? You did say that we will probably be making a midseason, if not trade deadline.
That was pretty bold.
Deal, right? Mm-hmm. However, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw a player in there. We will, this season, now whether anyone likes it, dislikes it, or whatever, but it wouldn't shock me one bit to see Mike Trout come on over and play for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Now
my
we're
prediction.
Talking. Now we're around. Talking.
But wait a minute.
Come on home.
How long are you gonna play though?
No, why you gotta be negative?
I'm not being negative. I'm pointing out the fact that didn't he have a really good game and went home and got hurt?
So
he took a shower and got hurt.
I mean that might be
copy and paste that for every year with Mike Trout.
Okay, basically. He has had a lot of injuries.
Thank you, Kyle. That was
we also are not acknowledging that he had 10 home runs in April. He was on pace to have a great season.
That's what I'm saying. And he went home and got hurt.
He could still play.
The bold prediction I gave you guys before the show was that Mike Trout will be on the Phillies IL in August.
One of these
there
years, one he's going to have one more relatively healthy season.
But I should have jumped on Kyle because that's not a bold prediction. Does he get hurt all the time?
No, but you know what would.
But I did add for the Phillies.
What would really hurt is if they trade. He's healthy all through July, weekend, and then boom, right to the IL. Josh, if he's healthy, those rumors are coming back because the Angels are going to stink again, and the Phillies probably will need an outfielder.
Well, no doubt about it, and that's kind of what leads me to it, right? He's definitely got at least one, and I'm going to stretch it, 1.5 seasons. Probably of good baseball. Now, however you would put those season and a half numbers together or in days, it's going to equate to a season and a half. But if he could catch lightning in a bottle and we acquire him and then, you know, be real. I'm That's not too happy with show. Our outfield, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and one of the things, and I asked Fritz about this yesterday, but when he was screening me, he wasn't able to expound, and I wasn't able to expound, and that was, listen, I think something's up in the outfield. I love Kepler, right? And Rojas, well, it still remains to be seen if the guy is going to be able to put the ball in play consistently. So here's the thing, right? I don't think the team is high on Brandon Marsh at all. And I think that he's possibly going to be one that's get moved, if not before, or right up against the deadline, because we have Crawford now sitting in Lehigh Valley. Why wasn't he designated to Reading? It tells me that they saw something in him that we may be seeing a whole lot sooner. So I'm going, I mean, that's not my prediction, yet I just don't like the way the outfield is coming into the season, and I foresee Crawford making his jump to the majors a whole lot sooner than anyone anticipated, simply because that's the only part of our club that suffers.
Josh, I think that you're onto something there. I think you are with the Crawford thing. He's in AAA, which tells me the one, he's obviously one stop away here. Good call, Josh, to the major leagues.
A little bit long talking.
You know how you can tell a caller's long talking? When Hugh's phone volume goes off.
Yeah. One of my favorite things for the new YouTube version of this show now is that the people are going to be able to see what happens here behind the scenes when audio on Hugh's phone goes off and Kyle gives him the evil eye.
Yeah.
He looks over at me apologetically.
I said my bad.
The first thing I do when I hear noise, I look across because I see Kyle staring down at Hugh. And Hugh,
yeah, that was on me. But that's his fault though, because he long talked a little bit.
It's not his fault. It's a talk show.
It's his purposes. It is.
We took
it's a talk show, not a long talk.
No, but he was long talking.
You long talk every open of every show.
But I start off and say, okay, I'm about to long talk a little bit.
Sometimes you don't know where you're going to long talk.
You got to get locked in. You got to be prepared for the long talking.
That's
true. You know what else is bad too?
Well, here we go.
Close talking.
Like in terms of like someone goes too close to your face?
Yes, it's just like in your proximity. Like there's a proximity meter.
Like the Seinfeld guy.
Yeah, there's a proximity.
There's personal space. Yeah, when you invade the personal space to talk, we got to back that thing up a little bit. I agree with you on that. Ars, you know what? Josh, within his long talking, did mention something that I think he's right on.
What's that?
There's a few Phillies here that used to be called the daycare Hugh.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we got to move off that. I don't know what grade they're in now, but they're not in daycare. It's put up or shut up time for their.
I think the daycare was the year that I got here, and they carried. Early in the season when the offense was struggling, they cared. It was Marsh, Bohm.
And Stott.
And Stott, yeah.
They're not young anymore. They're not old, right? They're more like in their prime. But they have to show us what they are. Are they complimentary players? Which, that's fine. I mean, every team.
Stars.
Or are they stars? Or are they, in the case of Marsh, is he not even going to be a starter? Because they have Crawford in AAA at center field. I mean, I don't know. But this is the year.
Keep hearing a lot of.
This is the year. Those three, it's put up or shut up. I feel the best about Stott because I've always thought he's the best one. But even him, like, he's not hurt anymore. He didn't hit well last year. They've all got to be better.
I think it's imperative for all of them. They all have something. Even Bryce, they all have something a demon that they're fighting that they have to exercise this year. Especially when you talk about where they've been and where they're trying to go. They all have something that they have to deal with this season that they're going to have to get over in order to get us over the hump.
And they're all getting to a point where they're getting, because they get more expensive by the year in arbitration. It's one thing like 3 years ago when they all were playing for peanuts, right? It's like.
Yeah, now you're starting to get into those years where the back part of those years with that money.
Yeah.
It's like $50 million a year and crazy stuff like that.
Yeah, with the Phillies are paying so many guys a lot of money, you know, Bohm and Stott and Marsh are all viable players. They're great. They'll keep them around. But if they're not, they'll replace them with even cheaper guys in the next few years. So I think it's a big year for all of them. I would say Stott is the one I'm most confident in. And after that, it's probably Bohm. And then, I don't know, like the Marsh thing, they're going to play him today, I'm guessing, against the lefty because they've talked about that all spring training. I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, they traded from 3 years ago and they said he's an everyday player. They haven't really showed me they believe that. We'll start seeing it this April when he's out there against lefties. Matt in Broomall is up. Hey, Matt.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Matt. What's up, buddy?
I'm feeling good. So, like, you know, I could totally understand why some people would be a little down on the Phillies and not want to put their trust into them this year just because the last three postseasons all ended the same way with the offense going ice cold at the end. Really add an impact bat. I mean, Kepler could be solid, but he's not like a big flashy name or anything. But I feel like this is going to be the year where bats don't go cold in the playoffs. I'm not worried about missing the playoffs. I think the team's got too many veterans and too much talent to miss the playoffs, even with the NL kind of being a lot better this year. I'm going to say 95 wins. We win the division. breakthrough in the postseason. The starting pitching's been World Series caliber in the playoffs the last 3 years. I think that continues. Bats don't go cold, and we're taking it home this year.
There we go.
Early in the offseason, I was kind of like, you know, next year I'm not going to be all in, but I'm all in, man.
Well, it's opening day. It's a day to be back all in. Matt, give us a bold prediction. Give us something bold here.
So for my bold prediction, I'm going to say when the All-Star break comes around, the Phillies are going to have four starting pitchers with a sub-3 ERA, all four in the All-Star game. Nola, Wheeler, Sanchez, and Lizardo.
Wow, that's bold. I like that one, Matt. And so I heard Scott this morning, and Scott said it similar to what with us last week in his first spot of the season with us, but I heard him as I was driving in today. And he thinks that we're going to elicit a lot of 2011 comparisons with this rotation. And that's kind of what Matt was saying there with his four starters in the All-Star game. If they are close to that, then the Phillies, I'll say it this way, if the four starters are that good, the Phillies are going to win the division. Because that's every day excellent starting pitching.
Yeah, I think it's just that for a lot of people, it's the hitting. It's the hitting. It's the chasing and all that other stuff. You know, that's why when you hear people talk about this team, they're not worried about the regular season. They're worried about the postseason. And I think for them, you have to start out this season, not change. You have to get comfortable in changing your approach just a little bit.
Yeah, well, with that, I mean, Hugh, you asked Ryan Howard the stat that Jack had brought up and Elliot had brought up that we kind of debated a little bit yesterday about the leading baseball in walks. I know it's just one day, and look, opening day's one of 162. I'm going to feel a certain way today at 4:30, 4:40.
You're going to be watching for the chase, right?
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, if they're patient in the box.
You don't have to wait long because your boy up first.
Trey's going to be up first.
Yeah, first.
I mean, if he sits there and he has a 10-pitch at-bat and he doesn't strike out.
Would that make you feel better?
Yes, of course. And if he goes down on three pitches, you know how I'm going to feel. Like, well, screw these spring training stats. This doesn't matter. All right, Ruben Amar, speaking of Trey Turner, he had a prediction on Trey, and it also came with a long-term prediction. Listen to Ruben on Trey, what he expects, and the backdrop of if it doesn't happen.
This guy wants to be great. He is not a vocal guy. He doesn't show a lot of emotion, and I think a lot of people here in Philadelphia like people who show emotion.
Yeah, that's true.
And reality of it
well,
is...
Well, not when Alec Boehm shows emotion.
And, well, the right kind.
Right, I'm just saying.
Yeah, appropriate emotion.
That's part of why AI was loved.
And I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, the expectation on Trey is a little higher because he doesn't really show a lot of emotion, but great ones don't. They stay very, very steady. And I think that this third year, I think it's the third year now for him?
Third year.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a really big year for him in a lot of ways. And I think, number one, I think he also knows, and there's a little heat on him. I think he also knows that if he doesn't play well at shortstop this year, he may not be the shortstop of the Phillies much longer.
So this is all stemming from what you've observed. He's putting the work in defensively.
He's working his ass off with Bobby Dickerson every single day.
All right, couple things.
Kyle, really?
Couple things. I thought it was interesting the way Ruben framed that. So he is bullish on Trey, thinks he's going to have a good year. I hope he's right. He mentioned he works hard. I've never doubted that. I never thought the day he got here that he mailed it in. And I don't think that's true. I think Trey works hard.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is nobody cares if you work hard. You either succeed or you don't. All these guys, or I'd say the majority of them, work really hard. I think that we have a lot of players in this team that work hard. He's got to perform. But I thought the part that was most interesting was the end. When Ruben said he knows that if he doesn't perform well this year, he's probably not the shortstop next year. Feels like he gets it now. Like they've applied this pressure. Like you better do it.
There's been a conversation about it. And we talked about this the other day. Whether it was directly or indirectly, there has been conversation about him and his play and his at-bats and his fielding and all of that. So he knows that he feels that pressure. That's why I said I think that he's going to have a bounce back year because working hard is a part of it, Joe, and I know you said talking about everybody works hard, but it's working hard and being locked in and being more focused on the details. I think that's what he's talking about. When you talk about being locked in, just that laser focus about, you know, playing in shortstop the right way, fielding the right way, because you talked about a lot of times how, you know, sometimes the ball gets past me, he just looks lost out there.
Yeah.
So that is probably going back to the basics and just having your core fundamentals. Just work on your core fundamentals.
Yeah, and I think the Phillies have been... It's interesting the way they've framed the discussion because when DeBrusk came on with the morning show, he said we never made him a promise that he'll be the long-term shortstop. And then I thought it was also interesting the beginning of spring training, Aiden Miller, who's their top position prospect. He's 20 years old. He's Dombrowski said specifically, we think he's a shortstop. And then he also said the really special ones arrive quickly, with the kind of implication is he could be here soon, whether it be the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
Well, I mean, the pressure's on.
Yeah.
No question about it.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize if Dombrowski's saying they have a young shortstop who is a shortstop and is going to be here soon, there's only one shortstop on the field. So someone's not going to be shortstop. And if Trey doesn't play well this year defensively, I don't think he'll be their shortstop next season. Now, there's the offense and the defense with Trey. Like, do I think he'll be better defensively? Maybe a little bit. I don't think it's going to be like a gold glove. I don't know. He's not a good shortstop.
Gold glove might be a bold prediction.
No, that's a really bold prediction.
Excuse me?
He's made 40 errors the last two seasons.
No, I was just thinking.
That's bold.
I think just be better.
Decent.
Be a lot better.
I would take average at shortstop. I would love that. That'd be great this season.
The Miller coming up thing could almost work in our favor in terms of like giving Trey Turner that spark. If he knows there's somebody breathing right down his neck.
Yes.
I think he steps his game up a little bit.
I think for the Phillies, for every reason. Like, imagine if Miller gets off to a hot start in the minors and people starting to say, like, he might be ready soon. I think all that could do is push Trey to be the best version of himself. Aaron in San Diego's up. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia. How are we today, boys?
Aaron, it's opening day. We're great. What's up, buddy?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to be buzz-killing today.
Oh, buzz-kill Aaron today. What do you got for us?
It is that time of year where we get to sit back and watch paint dry.
Well, you're not a baseball guy, Aaron?
What's your problem?
Come on.
Wow, that's paint
Unfortunately,
dry.
The Phillies are in a bearish trend. World Series, loss. NLCS, loss. Division, loss. This year,
wild card loss.
83 wins.
Oh, wow! You're going
83 wins.
Damn. That's not making the playoffs.
Third
83 wins
in the NL. We don't make the playoffs.
Wow!
And Hopper, my prediction is Topper will not make it through the season.
Oh. Well, we've really run the gamut. We've gone a wide variety of predictions here. We basically have, we got Will saying they're going to win 101 games in the whole thing. You got 83 and Topper fired. That's a big one, Aaron.
Here's the thing, Joe, is we're going to watch the same thing over and over and over again. Okay, we're going to watch them score 13 runs one game, and then we'll watch a five-game stretch where they score three runs. And then they're probably good for probably 15 blown, outstanding pitching outings where it's a 2-1 game or a 2-0 game or a 3-0 game or a 1-0 game. Unfortunately, it's time for the Phillies to walk the walk and start and stop talking the talk, because this whole offseason, I've heard nothing from any of the players that would indicate that they're ready to do what it takes to bring home a championship. And until they do, unfortunately, I got to be Buzz Killington.
Buzz kill Aaron
Buzz
today.
Killington.
All right, Aaron, we appreciate it. But I think it's – I mean, not that I want a buzzkill, but I think it's interesting that people are all over the place, you. This is – I don't know if I've ever had an opening day where I heard so many varying predictions. Right? We had someone at 101. We have someone at 83.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's almost a 20 game gap in wins for the same. Like, we're looking at the same thing, and some people are viewing it totally different than others.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of interesting that a lot of people feel the way that they feel because they didn't hear what they wanted to hear from the players, and it just made me think when he said that. I was trying to think about some of the press conferences that Jalen was in, because he just won a championship, especially coming into this year.
Vibes weren't good with the Eagles.
Yes.
And then they won.
And that's the thing that you have to understand. And I'm going to coin a phrase that Jalen likes to say, the main thing is always the main thing. Mm. On the outside looking in, everybody doesn't need to know everything, especially when talk is cheap. Because at that point, if Jalen would have came out this season, before the season started, and he'd been like, oh, rah-rah, I feel good. I feel like I'm going to the Super Bowl. And, last year was a fluke and it was an anomaly and all. We'd have looked at him and said, dawg, you tripping. You know what I mean? That's the part of being an athlete. This team, to me, looks laser-focused. We were down there. Wasn't a whole lot of cacking and kikiing and laughing and giggling going on. Mm-hmm. It was about business. And that's the thing that I think that you have to look at and see. When you've been in a situation like that where you've had these tremendous highs and every year you fell a little bit shorter than you did the year before, You get to a point where it's like, okay, man, all that talking is no good. We got it. We got to get it going.
Yeah, there is. If you squint hard enough, not quite Daryl Morey squint.
Not squint.
But if you look hard enough, there are some Eagles last summer, Phillies this spring training similarities. A lot of question marks, reasons why you could worry, but there's a lot of talent, and sometimes that's enough. I mean, that wins a lot of football games or baseball games. 215-592-9494. Best bowl prediction we hear today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. When we come back, one half of the High Hopes podcast joins us in studio. Jack Fitz. We'll get him on the record with us next. And some of his season predictions are out there. We'll talk about them. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on opening day on Sports Radio 94 WIP.